ओम शांति। 17th July 2018 ट्यूसडे। टुडेज ब्लेसिंग इज मे यू रिमेन कॉन्स्टेंटली सेफ एंड फ्री फ्रॉम एनी वेव्स ऑफ सॉरो बाय स्टेइंग अंडर द कैनोपी ऑफ गॉड्स लव। अ लोटस grows in dirty water and yet is detached from it. The more detached it is, the more it is loved by everyone. Similarly, you children have become detached from the world of sorrow and are loving to the Father. This love of God becomes a canopy of protection. And what can anyone do to those who have canopy of God's protection? So maintain the intoxication that you are those who stay under God's canopy of protection, and that no waves of sorrow can even touch you. So Baba is giving the example of lotus. Just as lotus stays in the dirty water and remains intact, untouched, in the similar manner, the more detached you are, the more you receive love by all. And you have become detached from the world of sorrow, and you have become loving to the Father. And then Baba is talking about God's love, which has become a shade, a canopy of protection, and maintain this intoxication that you stay under God's canopy of protection and no waves of sorrow can even touch you. So Baba is telling us here, first is giving the example of lotus and how to remain detached, and second about God's love, how it becomes a canopy of protection. So these are the two very important things in today's blessing. First we'll see lotus. Lotus is very important in different mythologies. Most importantly, it has got its importance in Buddhism. It suggests purity. It suggests detachment. It is one of the Ashtamangala of Buddhism, 8 auspicious symbols of religion. Lotus suggests that Dharma Chakra. Lotus suggests the different chakras which are present in the subtle body, and the greatest of the chakras is Sahasrara. Lotus suggests detachment. It stays in the mud, it grows in the mud, it is in the unfavorable, adverse situation, and yet it blooms, yet it grows, and yet it flowers. So, and remains untouched by the dirty water. Buddhism says the water which is shown, this is the water of desire and attachment. This water is the water of desire and attachment, and it suggests the state of the person who has attained the Buddhahood. So any yogi, any person who is spiritually enlightened, he is compared to the lotus. The petals of the lotus remain untouched by water. The lotus flower itself remains untouched by water. So to stay in the uncongenial situations and yet to grow, Lotus is the sign of spiritual awakening, spiritual enlightenment. So, Baba has often talked or given the parable example of lotus to suggest detachment from the world. You have got detached from the world of sorrow and you have come in the world of happiness. So learn from the lotus. Become like the lotus. So Buddhism has given foremost importance to this lotus. Second is Hinduism. In Hinduism, lotus suggests beauty. Lotus is a symbol of vehicle, especially Brahma, Vishnu, Saraswati, Lakshmi, and last Kuber sometimes, and most of the other deities as well. So it is shown in Indian mythology when Vishnu was in Yoga Nidra from his navel, lotus rises. So lotus is a symbol of creation, cosmic creation. Lotus, as I said, indicates beauty in Indian philosophy. It comes in various colors, so it is very beautiful look wise, color wise, so it suggests beauty. Also, if you enter into Egyptian philosophies, Egyptian mythology, in Egypt, lotus suggests two things, rebirth and sun. It closes at night and rises again. So it suggests birth, death, and then rebirth. Also, just like the sun disappears at night, lotus disappears at night and rises again in the day. So it is compared there with sun. Whatever the comparison in the world, today Baba is telling in blessing, get like a lotus to and get detached from the world. So the important question is how to get detached from this world, how to attain that stage of detachment. This is first. Second, Baba is talking about God's love, Paramatma Prem. This is like Chhatrachaya. This is like that cooling shade. Once you are under this shade, you remain protected. So stay in the canopy of God's love. So the first question, how to stay in this canopy all the time? That is another question here. So the first question is how to get detached from this world of sorrow. What are the steps? What are the ways? What are the means? What is the methodology? What are the techniques by which a person who is entrapped in the snare of desires and attachments, the person who is living in this water of attachment and desires while staying in the world, yet remains detached, yet remains untouched, yet remains away, insulated, unaffected, uninfluenced. So what should we do to remain detached? Like the lotus. Lotus is also called Arvind. Lotus is also called Kamal. Lotus is also called Pankaj. Lotus is also called Saroj. Lotus is also called Salil. Lotus is also called Padma. Lotus is also called Jalaj. Lotus is also called Neeraj. Lotus is also called Kumbhaj. Lotus is also called, there are many names, Nilofar in biology, in Egyptian philosophy, Pythagorean beans. So there are about 25 names by which lotus is called. So how to remain detached from this world? Become a guest and think of yourself as a guest and this world as a guest house where we have come for some time. This is not our permanent home. This is not our permanent address. We are here only for a time being. The moment we finish our work, off from it. Just as we stay in some guest room, just as we have to change train and on the station, we stay in the waiting room for some time. So this world is a waiting room. This world is a guest house. And one of the things is to think of yourself as a guest. One of the American foreigners come to India and he meets a sadhu and the sadhu asks him, where is your luggage? Where are your things, paraphernalia? Where are you lodging at? The foreigner says, I don't carry much because I am a guest. So the sadhu takes him in his kutia, in his hut, and he finds there is hardly anything there. No furniture, nothing. So he asks him, where is your furniture, things, house? He says, I don't carry anything because I am also a guest. But I am a guest in this world. You are a guest in India. I am a guest in this whole world. So I don't carry anything. So the first thing in getting detached is thinking of yourself as guest. Second, increase love of God. Ishvari Anurag, Vishaya Virag. The more one loves God, gradually, by and by, the person starts getting detached from the world. Then, what's love? Third, how to get detached from this world? See the drawbacks, faults and failings and imperfections of the world. What this world has given us, what damage it has done to our spiritual life. All the temptations of the world, had they not been there, we would have progressed quite ahead. Everybody feels that somebody, we are trapped somewhere in some snare. We are trapped, ensnared in some prison, some mental prison, some emotional prison, some prison of relationship, some prison of bodily attachment. Each soul is spending his life in some unknown life imprisonment which has been awarded to him by his own actions, by his own karmas, and which he thinks is given to him by destiny as a punishment. But that is a sweet illusion. So, see the drawbacks of the world. Fourth, benefits from detachment, because when we are detached, we are powerful. When we are detached, we are independent. When we are detached, we are self-reliant. When we are detached, we are not at the mercy of some worldly soul or any other soul. Then, increase what? Increase vairag. Try to develop vairag. Know the benefits of vairag. Know how can the great vairag can be dawn upon us. So increase vairag. Then sixth, increasing tyag and tapasya. Then instrument, how that will make us detached from the work. Okay. Then, how to get detached from this world and become like a lotus. We have to go home. There was one Murli only on this, that we have to go home. It's a time to go back. It's a time of return journey. It's a time to go back to Godhead. So, make preparations. Be ready. It has, we need to begin our return journey. Long we had been in this world. Long we have spent our time in this world. Now it's a time to go back. Now it's a time to bid adieu to this world, to say sayonara and go away. Then, this is the last moment. Any moment, the final death can take over. So, this is my last day. And I cannot remain so much indulged. Spend my life in indulgence and spend my life in attachment and desires. Because these attachments and desires are like the waves of the ocean. They never cease. The unceasing flow of attachments and desires takes the toll on the soul. Then how to get detached from this world? Huh? Yeah? Yeah, remember home and kingdom. In one eye you should have mukti and in another eye you should have jivan mukti. So remember the home, remember where we were, remember where we are lost and think that this is my home and not is not this. And also remember the kingdom where we have to enter, where we have to come. That kingdom of purity, of beauty, of love and joy, of bliss, of unadulterated happiness is beckoning us, is calling me, and I was there and I have fallen down. Now it's a time for return journey. Now it's time to go back home. Now it's time to come back as deity on this earth. Then last birth. This is the last birth. We have spent enough time on the earth, just as a child is there and who is playing. And they are staying on the 10th floor. And the child has spent the whole day playing with his children. And by the end of the day, by afternoon, the deception has begun in the game. The tricks have begun. And now the game is all foul. When such foul play is occurring, and the child has become dirtied. So mother is calling him, come back. He says, no, I don't want to come. I want to play for more time. The mother calls again from the 10th floor, please come back. He says, no, I don't want to come. I want to play. Then the mother comes down herself and she holds his neck, his ears and takes him away. Come. Because he didn't listen earlier. Because he has to go back. Because his clothes have become dirty and they are now fighting. In the morning, children were playing nicely. But now they have started to fight. So the mother has to come and she takes that child back home and then she gives him good dressing and good washing and everything. But the next day again, the child sees the play down and then again he wants to come. There was a very beautiful picture sent by somebody where, I don't know how to draw, but that was a very beautiful picture. This was a Paramdham and from Paramdham there was a swing, a jhula. And one child is sitting on this wing and swinging. And this is earth. And it is written, let's play on earth. This is Paramdham. This is the strings of the jhula, that string. And this is that swing where the child is sitting. And it is written, let's play on earth. So we have come back. We have to come back on this planet earth. Again, a new cycle begins. Again, the same cycle. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi jathare, jathare shayanam. So the cycle begins. So in today's blessing, Baba is saying, get detached. First learn the advantage of detachment. Why I need to get detached? From whom I need to get detached? What are the ways of detachment? And learn to get detached slowly, slowly. One can go suddenly also, but it's better to understand. Taste detachment and then get detached slowly, slowly, slowly. Non-attachment is the greatest of all virtues. Anasakta bhav. Detachment. This makes one feel at ease as if you have come back to yourself. As if the soul which was wandering outside has traced its steps back to the soul, back to home. So, detachment. So, these are the two things. Detachment like a lotus. Second, God's love. It's a canopy of God's love which is above me. Wherever I go, wherever I move, He moves over me. And His rays, His protection, His laser beams, They are acting as an armor, they are acting as a cover. Just as if you see in the Bal Leela of Shri Krishna, many of the demons are coming and they are throwing something or other at Shri Krishna, and he is covered by some divine armor, some divine shade or some divine insulation, and that arrow, that weapon doesn't reach him. It is destroyed. So move along throughout the day as if a protection is there above me, as if an armor is there, a kavach around me, an aura which surrounds me, the aura of purity, the protection of God's love, and I am safe in this protection. Om Shanti.